to the fifth edition of The Ripman and Her with myself, Paul Ripley, and...
me, Helen Robinson.
Me, aye, me.
The Her.
The Her and me. Helen is based in Burnley in Lancashire, and I'm based in Manchester, and the show's gone out in the States and the UK. And I'm so pleased, it's show number 5. And the idea of the show is to play music me and Helen like, enjoy, have enjoyed. And also, within that experience, I'm discovering songs from Helen, and hopefully she's discovering songs from me, and you guys are discovering songs that hopefully you enjoy, may have heard before, may not have heard before. That's the idea of the show.
You know, the show could go on forever. I've got that many songs to play.
You told me. How many songs have you lined up for?
I've already programmed 30 shows.
30 shows? Good God, we won't be on there that long. They won't have us that long. They'll kick us off, surely.
No.
They might do. They might do.
Well, that's down to listeners.
It is. If you like the show, please, we'll tell your friends and hopefully you'll listen to it and get us in the charts. That'd be a good one to get in the charts. So you can listen again on Mixcloud. The links will be there. Right, the first song I'm going to play is by a guy who influenced me really as a kid in a massive way. I used to be sat there with the headphones on, just glued to music as I was at the time, just glued to it. And I went to see him after his initial flush, and he came back and he had polio as a kid. Unfortunately, he died last year at the age of 73. I was a huge fan of his music, a huge fan of his personality. And this song used to involve the crowd so much. You'll hear why at the end of the song. And you're all singing along to it. And he's just a good guy. Steve Harley and Tumbling Down.
Gee, but it's hard when one lowers one's guard to the vultures. Now me, I regard it a tortuous hardship that smoulders like a peppermint eaten away. Will I fight? Will I swagger or sway? He, my lady, she cries like a baby to scold her. See you tumbling down,
tumbling down,
tumbling down,
tumbling down.
Hail to the monkey, we're having a funky reunion. Wasted and sunk, he can only have Sunday. To protect but his pride. Oh, smile at a kiss, I'll be drowned in blissful confusion. Illusion, the horizon.
to the blues, blues, blues. Yeah, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel and Tumbling Down. Quintessential, a wonderful English guy with his very, well, he's just cheered me up. Anyway, that's my song, first song.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, good, good. I'm glad you hadn't. Like I say, he was an amazing live concert. In his last concerts, he was going out on his own. He had to sit down on a chair and perform his acoustic guitar because he had polio as a child. And it kicked in.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so it kicked in later in life. Anyway. Oh, and my friend Steve Wilson supported him. His biggest hit was Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile. And yes. our mutual friend, Mr. Wilson, sang that with him on stage.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. A little story there, a rock and roll story. In rehearsals, Steve Harley turned around to Wilson, who's playing the guitar. He said, "You're playing that slightly wrong. You're playing it wrong." And Wilson replied, "I've not even got it plugged in." So, yeah, that was his claim to fame.
Why does that not surprise me?
So yourself.
Yes. Well, I have no rock and roll story or even connection to this song. I just really like it.
All day for me.
I like the lyrics. And it's not often. This is going to sound terrible. It's not that I'm not into girl power and one thing or another. In fact, I think we should do like an all-female show, a couple of them, just to prove that they're not all crooners or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to sound, you know, biased or odd about women, but Phoebe Bridgers, I don't know much about her, but first time I ever saw the video for this song, I loved it. And then I listened to the lyrics, and then there's a bit of a backstory to who she wrote it about. And I don't know whether we're liable if I say who I think she wrote it about.
No,
but
you think.
Well, we'll maybe leave that out, and then I'll play something of his next just to join the dots.
Okay.
Rather than me waffle, let's just get this record on. This is called Motion Sickness, and it's by Phoebe Bridgers.
I can hardly feel anything. I hardly feel
That was Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. It's different, right? Do you like it, Paul?
Yeah. I like the lyrics in it. I like the
lyrics. Just make me laugh. Yeah. I won't say which ones.
Yeah. But yeah, it's. I've never heard of her. Never heard of her. I'm
it's really relatable, good. I think. You know, it's not the most mature song lyrically, but I don't think when you've had a dodgy breakup that you are particularly mature, and that just, it tickles me every time I hear it.
Mm. We're not going through breakup songs again, are we?
Nope, definitely not. No.
Sure. I mean, last week's show, my God, we were sort of there. We're in this.
We were not.
We was a little bit. I heard, well.
I didn't cry.
Like I say, available for a quick chat on Tinder.
Stop it.
Yeah, good song. Good song choice. Right, well, this song, this will cheer you up, this. The other night when we were talking about the show, we said, let's do some shows about covers. So I thought, yeah, a full show cover would be fun. So I've got a couple of covers here you may not have heard before. I'm going to leave the microphone on for the few months for your initial comments on this one.
Is this the one-upmanship thing again?
No, it's not one-upmanship. No, I was just wondering. I want to make you smile.
I'm smiling.
Right, this is a cover of the Deep Purple classic song Smoke on the Water.
Good Lord.
By Cornbread Red.
Records with a mo-
Touch of bluegrass. That's Cornbread Red and Smoke on the Water. I thought, well, I hope
have you been on the moonshine?
Yeah, they have. They have, that's for sure. And I'd like to.
Sounds like something that Sesame Street would have done.
No, it sounds like something I was in a band once. We tried to do that type of thing. and I was playing, what's I playing? I was playing bass. And
you need to live here to be able to do stuff like that. It's very true. Deliverance.
Yeah, very true. But yeah. Anyway, that's my song. Right, let's move on.
Moving on. Mm. Moving swiftly along. Okay, I alluded to this chap in relation to Phoebe Bridgers. Allegedly, they'd had a relationship, which was what the motion sickness song was about. I actually love this guy. He's been one of my favourite artists since he first broke. Bigger in America than he is in the UK for sure. It's a chap called Ryan Adams, not Brian Adams. The number of people that say, oh, Brian Adams. No, not Brian Adams, Ryan Adams. And this is probably my favourite song of his ever. It's called Roller Coaster.
Too old to be king, I didn't ask for a thing. get closer to the wall.
That was Ryan Adams with Roller Coaster, and you're listening to The Ripman and Her. Do you know, just listening to that, I hadn't heard it for a while, and it started to remind me of Bruce Springsteen's Tunnel of Love.
It reminds me a lot of Bruce Springsteen, his style of songwriting and his voice at times, really. However, I've got to interrupt the show now because the cat just jumped on into the studio desk, walked over the mixing desk and sat on the computer. And now trying to nudge me. I'm sorry to interrupt that. And so in case
things
go wrong... Come on,
Woody, get off the keyboard.
Yeah, Woody, get down. Get down. Honestly, it's just... Sorry, carry on. Yeah, we both think he's... yeah, very Brucey.
Well, let's hope everyone else liked it and they hadn't switched off after your last effort.
Why would they switch off? It's bluegrass.
Yeah, okay.
Right, the next song I've got lined up here... This is another, the second one of the night, of a cover version, but you've got to guess the artist, okay?
I have.
Well, everybody has who's listening right now. Okay. I won't say who it is until the end of the song. So you've got three guesses, okay, Helen?
Yes.
And if you're wrong, you're rubbish.
All right.
Okay, but if you're right, you're a star. I think you're a star, but anyway, here we go. And the song is, well, it's a classic song. I Put a Spell on You.
Stop the thing.
Spell on You.
See, that's
who?
Just a great tune, yeah. Regardless of who covers it.
Yeah. So you've got three guesses.
Well, I think I know who it is.
Oh, you don't? There you go. Go on.
Mr. John Fogerty.
From what band was he in?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
You've got it spot on. He's spot on.
That's because I absolutely adore John Fogerty.
Okay. Well, that's
See, we need to do 31 shows now, at least, because that's just reminded me of another track that I want to play.
Okay, well, there you go. All right.
I actually saw him in Manchester. Phenomenal.
Where at?
Apollo.
That's a good venue,
about
though.
10 years ago.
The great venue. Certain venues sort of cheer you up. The Beatles played there. What a venue it is. And it's still
you haven't seen the Beatles, or have
no,
you?
No, good God, no, wait before me. But I think they stopped touring anyway, didn't they? 1967, was it? Something like
no
that.
No idea.
Yeah, they had enough because nobody would listen to them because they were screaming. And, well, yeah, that's what...
Oh, my God, that's what happened when I took my child to see the Jonas Brothers. I kid you not. I could not hear the music for the screaming.
Well, where was that?
Ridiculous.
The
arena.
Open of the arena, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a new posh arena here in Manchester. Anyway, let's move on. You've got a song lined up.
I have. And the only reason that I wanted to play this is because I came on yesterday and the bass is just... It's just got a great bass solo in it by an artist called Martha Gunn.
Yeah.
And this song is called Caught Up and Confused.
When I
That was Caught Up and Confused by Martha Gunn. Now, Paul, I know you're a bass player, and that's not technically brilliant, but it's just got that simple bass vibe that has me bobbing along.
To me, that song was like your feeling of cornbread red.
Are we even on this show then?
I think we're even. I just couldn't buy into the vocals, the lyrics. It's just that line, caught up and confused, is I just know someone who's going through relationship issues, and I can understand them going for that song for the title alone, but not for me. But I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of people who would have enjoyed it.
Well, fingers crossed, yeah.
Cornbread yellow, that one, eh? Yeah? Cornbread yellow. You listen to The Rip Man here on many radio stations, I might say, FM2 and FabRadioInternational.com. And also on Mixcloud. Hope you're enjoying the show. And if you've got any ideas for songs, you can always email us. You know, it's ripmanandher@gmail.com. And we, email us. That'd be great. I'll definitely play them. I don't know about Helen. She may not. She's more interested in cornbread yellow. But I don't know. There we go.
Well, they'll have to wait till after show 35.
No, I don't do it. I don't. I do it on a weekly basis. My show picks. So, yeah. Right, my next song is a song. Well, it's a song. The reason why I chose this one is, as you know, do you remember the Black Rooms in Manchester where I used to do the sound for? I used to do the live sound. And no matter who was on, whether it's like a metal band or a rock band or a, you know, acoustic act or something, as soon as they finished, I used to then play a song. And these couple of songs are played instantly, straight away, but this is one of them, and it always went down well, and everybody went away smiling as the people filtered out of the room. And it's the Beatles, of all things, and we talked about them before, and Tomorrow Never Knows.
Down for surrender to the void.
Beatles and Tomorrow Never Knows. The Shining, Oasis, Shining. God, they ripped off so many songs in the Oasis. So that song.
I'm going to do an Oasis special next.
Yeah, well, you've got. It's not my favourite song of all, but it's just. I just remember playing it so many times afterwards, and everybody's like bobbed out of the room. So that's why I chose it. That's my song for bobbing out of a room. We're actually firing through the show tonight. According to my reckoning, we're ahead of time. What's going on?
No idea.
I don't know. We might have to put another track in.
Oh, what a good do.
Ooh. Right. You got something lined up.
Yeah, this is one of my absolute all-time favourite songs by the king of my musical world, Mr. Tom Petty.
I agree on that note totally.
Just to change it up a bit, in case people have got bored or drunk too much moonshine prior to this. There's a line in this song, "If you never slow down, you never grow old," which I think is quite profound. And probably true. So let's not. It's almost like he's rapping to this song as well. Just stick it on, Paul. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Time to kill the pain.
That's Tom Petty, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
You've absolutely redeemed yourself there.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's here's the story. The best gig I've ever saw in my life was Tom Petty.
Never got a chance to see him.
American Girl had just come out, and it was a small venue, well, smallish. It's a palace or something like that, I think it was. And there was no special effects, just pin spots coming down on the stage. And normally I like a bit of a show, and it's just, Mr. Campbell on guitar was incredible. And he just sang songs, and I was captured from that moment. Absolutely captured. What a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my ultimate favourite.
Yeah. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. What a song that was. What a choice. Well done, you. Now, I know what your last song is, because obviously it's on the system here for me to play out. And by random, I chose the next song, and there's a connection, a huge connection, to be honest, a massive connection. And talking to people who have seen live, this guy live, he's just brought out, earlier this year, he brought out a new album, and he's been around for a long time, and he's still as good as ever, and he hasn't lost his voice. He's touring at the moment. I think he's just toured the States. What a artist this guy is. And the track's called Games Without Frontiers, and it's Peter Gabriel.
She's so pretty.
Gabriel and Games Without Frontiers. Just one of my favourite artists of all time, I think. And also very good live.
I like Peter Gabriel, but I wouldn't have chosen that track.
Yeah, well, I think there's so many tracks you can choose. That's the issue. It's just, yeah, great career. A wonderful career.
Spoilt for choice.
Yeah, wonderful career. I think we should also do, I was thinking before, B-sides, a show on B-sides.
Show 40.
Hey, but I mean, do you have in vinyl? Do you have vinyl? Do you buy vinyl now?
No.
No, why not?
No, I've not bought vinyl for years.
Why not?
My kids both buy vinyl, or they raid friends and relatives' collections who no longer listen to vinyl.
Well, it's about buying new vinyl.
Yeah.
Don't you do that in Burnley?
No. No, I don't. I mean, I used to hang out in record shops and I did have a proper decent turntable as well, but then I got an iPod.
Yeah.
160 gigabytes.
You went digital and never came back.
I went digital, and then when that died, I went on Spotify.
Right, well, it's time for your last song.
Yeah. And you're right, there is a connection. And I was never particularly a fan of Genesis, because when I was growing up, it was the 80s commercial stuff. And I didn't backtrack into the 70s albums, really. But I'd gone to see Steve Hackett at the Bridgewater Hall, and he does a full first half of his own songs, his own material, original material, which he refers to himself as a tribute act to, or a support act to the main act, which is generally one of the Genesis albums that he covers from start to finish. And the first half of the show was really quite subdued. We had an interval, and by the time they came to the second half, it was the tour that he was doing, Wind and Wuthering. There wasn't a single person sitting down. They'd sat down through Steve's half of the show. Everyone stood up. And at that moment, I got Genesis. And like three tracks in, I actually ordered Wind and Wuthering off Amazon on CD.
And this track is?
And I've played it ever since. This is Blood on the Rooftops. And if it fades us out, then peace out, people.
So you take care. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Tell people
we'll play some better music next week.
What you mean yourself? You're talking about that. let's play the track. Let's play the track.
Thank you. still dry. The outlook's fine, the whales might have some rain. Saved again. Name your